Kathleen O'Hara is a psychotherapist who specializes in traumatic grief counseling and victims' rights advocacy. In 2006, she published A Grief Like No Other, Surviving the Violent Death of Someone You Love. Her book is about her personal experience of grief and her work with the many people who have lost someone to violence. And Kathleen O'Hara is my guest this morning on Catholic Forum. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning, Bob. Great to be here, and hello to everybody out there who's listening.
Kathleen, can you tell us a little bit about your background, if you would, please?
Well, I've been a counselor for 18 years, and 10 years ago, my son was murdered. He was a student at Franciscan University in Steubenville, Ohio, and on May 31st, Memorial Day of 1999, his house was broken into, and he and his roommate Brian were abducted, taken to a hill, and shot to death. Oh. And we searched for them for 5 days. Now, obviously, the outcome of this was terrible, and I spent several years in grief. And then I began to work with other people who had experienced trauma. Not only murder, but suicide, war, terrorism, accidental sudden death. And out of that, I began to recognize there were certain things that grieving people went through, and certain things that helped them and helped us and didn't help us. So out of that came the book, A Grief Like No Other, which, as you mentioned, was published 3 years ago, now almost four. And since then, my work has been speaking to and working with people who have lost a loved one through trauma.
What is the impact that such a sudden loss has on a person emotionally and spiritually? Can you describe? I guess it's very difficult to put into words, but do your best to describe that, if you would, please.
Well, I think the nature of a sudden death, in and of itself, it is a traumatic experience. Not that losing someone in a normal, natural death isn't, but it's the suddenness and it's the circumstances of the death that is so devastating to the griever. There's no preparation. There's no time to say goodbye. Often there's no reason. In the case of homicide, there may be a body. There may not be. The whole thing is so traumatic. And also, there is a lot of PTSD or post-traumatic stress syndrome that accompanies these types of deaths. So people are going to exhibit different characteristics. They're going to be in shock. They're going to have emotions that they've never encountered before. They're not going to be able to speak about it. There's a lot of different things that happen. They may have intrusive memories. They may just be so absolutely traumatized they don't know where to turn. So it is different in that sense.
Does it affect different people differently, or is there a pretty much a set pattern of what folks go through in a situation such as this?
Well, of course, every individual is going to react differently, but there are shared common characteristics, such as the extreme emotional trauma that accompanies this kind of death. As you can imagine, I think of it like, and this is, of course, the basis of the book, too, is you're going about your life, and sure, you have your issues, you have your problems, your challenges, and so on, but then you pick up the phone, or someone tells you, or you discover this, and your world has been hit by a bomb, let's say. And all of a sudden, everything you've known is different. And you're standing on the edge of the ocean of grief, and somehow you have to figure how you're going to cross it. Everything's changed, and it's changed in a split second. And that's the difference.
So what do you say to someone who has experienced a sudden death in their family of a loved one? What advice can you give them?
Well, I think as a counselor, one of the things is to help them understand the effects of a trauma and that these things that they're experiencing are normal, because most of the time, in the very beginning, we're really scared. because we've never encountered anything like this, and we're not sure we can handle it. I use the analogy of the waves of grief. They're just coming at you nonstop. You're really pretty sure you're not going to be able to survive. So what, as a counselor, to be with people and to let them know that they're going to be able to do this, that even though the waves are overwhelming, they will find their way through it. So it's standing with a person. It's listening in the deepest sense of the word. It's letting them know that they have support. And the problem with these kinds of deaths is that people, even counselors, but people are often shocked about the murder. Not, I'm not talking about the grieving person. I'm talking about people around the grieving person, and they don't know what to say. And oftentimes, they have their own feelings about the circumstances of the death. So this all adds to the complications of grief, so that the griever doesn't know who to turn to.
Mm-hmm. In case you're just tuning in, you're listening to Catholic Forum. I'm Bob Krebs, and my guest this morning is Kathleen O'Hara, a psychotherapist and author of the book, A Grief Like No Other, Surviving the Violent Death of Someone You Love. Kathleen also gives retreats for those who have lost loved ones to violent death and has done some consulting with the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. Correct, Kathleen?
Yes, and I'm also right now involved in international training for trauma victims in the UK, so that has been, you know, I'm expanding my work there because unfortunately in today's world we seem to have more and more crime and less help for it.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned this just briefly, but, you know, I have a friend who recently lost a loved one to murder, and, you know, you just don't know what to say to this person. You know, what advice do you give to those around someone who is going through this type of grief? You know, what can you do to, what can you say, what can you do to help the person?
Well, I think the words, not too many words are required, and I think that's important. I think this thing is so traumatic that your presence is more valued. Your strength is more valued. I mean, what can you say? You can't say you understand because you don't. You can't, you know, a lot of things end up being very trivial, but what you can say is, I can't imagine what you're going through, but anything I can do to help you, I will.
Uh-huh.
You can do small things like making sure, that, and this is the beginning of the end, the trauma, that if there's people who need to be notified, if there's things you could do, if you see a need, don't ask, just do it. You know, you can say to the person, you know, call me anytime or call them, but be mindful that maybe they're not able to talk to it as well. You know, to talk to you at that time. Try to avoid things like it's God's will, you'll have another child, you know, or why did this happen? You know, because again, you have to deal with your own feelings of inadequacy because it's going to challenge you. And a lot of times you're not going to realize that the trepidation comes from the fact that you're scared. Nothing, you probably never knew anyone who was murdered before.
Yeah.
So it brings up our own faith and our own challenges to what is the world like. So make sure you're kind of clear on that before you bring that into the conversation. And again, that silent strength of just being there is important.
Now you mentioned faith, Kathleen. Obviously, a situation such as this can rock someone's faith and affect it. But how can faith help someone deal with the tragic loss of a loved one like this?
Well, I think it's important to allow people to have whatever feelings they have. And this will be a challenge to faith. There is no other challenge like it. Because people tend to say, why did God do this? Or how could this happen to my loved one? We have to remember it wasn't God that did it. It was another human being in the case of murder. So we are allowed to be angry at God. We are allowed to have our faith challenged. But we also know that through the process of grief, we can come to a stronger faith, because if we believe in the resurrection, then we know our loved ones are with God. Where else could they be? That's in the case of homicide, suicide, drug overdose, all of these traumatic deaths. We know our loved one has gone ahead. It's we who suffer, and somehow we have to make sense for ourselves, but we have to grieve first. And part of the grieving is being angry at God or asking questions for which there are no answers and eventually accepting this terrible thing. And it takes a long, long time to do this.
You've done many workshops, you've counseled people. Is there any success stories that you can share with us?
Yes, I would say that although we never come back from this terrible thing that's happened, we never come back 100%, but we can go on to have a good and loving life. Many people that I've counseled through the years, and I think it usually takes a good 3 to 5 years to begin to find a new life. And your loved one is always with you. You don't leave that loved one behind. And that's an important thing to remember, but you can go on and have a good life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the hope for all of us.
Sure. Now, Kathleen, how important is getting professional help in a situation like this? People can say, well, you know, I can deal with it myself, or is that just wishful thinking, or is professional help really needed in a situation such as this?
Well, clearly I'm biased, because as a psychotherapist, I recognize that these are extraordinarily difficult issues, and that, I think in this crossing of the ocean, you need help. It's too dark and it's too treacherous. I'm not going to say that you can't do it, but why make it so hard on yourself? But I will add a caveat that it's extremely important to find a counselor who's trauma trained. I have had stories where people say, you know, I can't tell that person. I know they can't handle it. So, you know, we need more trauma-informed counseling.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, so it's a little bit of both, let's say. But
yeah.
I highly recommend trying to find someone who can help you move through this.
How can our listeners get a copy of your book? It's called A Grief Like No Other, Surviving the Violent Death of Someone You Love.
Well, they can go on Amazon, they can go to any bookstore, Barnes & Noble, any independent bookstore, and pick it up there. It's available. Any other information, go to my website, KathleenO'Hara.com, and read about it there.
So that would be a great place to start, KathleenO'Hara.com.
Great.
Well, good luck with your work, and good luck with your coming trip to England, and... if there's any time you're going to be having any more workshops or retreats in our area, please let us know about it.
I will. And thank you, Bob, for having me on the show. And I hope that it helps people out there. And God bless you for the work you do.
For